for change. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden wants to alter the way presidential candidates are selected.
In a letter to the Democratic National Convention's Rules and Bylaws Committee ahead of a meeting, President Biden lists principles he believes should guide the party's presidential nominating process. Writing, the party must ensure that voters of color have a voice in choosing our nominee much earlier in the process. The president goes on to say our early states must reflect the overall diversity of our party and our nation. Economically, geographically, demographically, this means more diverse states earlier in the process and more diversity in the overall mix of early states. Adding, our party should no longer allow caucuses as part of our nominating process and suggests the party review the calendar every 4 years. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Legislation to avert a freight rail strike is headed to President Biden's desk. A bill to avoid the strike won final approval in the Senate. The bill would bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. The Supreme Court agrees to consider President Biden's plan to cancel student loan debt.
A plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt for some borrowers will remain on hold. The Supreme Court is leaving in place a lower court's order, but justices have agreed to take up the case and have set arguments for February. The Biden administration asked the Supreme Court to allow that student loan program to go forward after several states argued its legality.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The plan allows for borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year to have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. Pell Grant recipients are eligible to up to $20,000 in canceled debt. A federal appeals court has halted an independent review of documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Department of Homeland Security says the threat environment in the U.S. will remain heightened in the coming months.
The DHS report, called the National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin, warns of lone offenders and groups motivated by a range of ideologies that pose a danger. It says threat actors could use upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence. Those events could include certifications of the midterm elections, the holidays, and gatherings marking 2 years since the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The assessment follows the Thanksgiving holiday that included a deadly attack on an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado and a mass shooting at a Virginia Walmart.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. DHS says targets of violence include faith-based institutions, racial and religious minorities, government facilities, and personnel and others. U.S. Naval Academy midshipmen are getting an assist from House Republicans over COVID vaccine requirements.
House Republicans are investigating the Navy over evidence they're denying diplomas to midshipmen who sought religious exemptions to the COVID vaccine shot. Florida Republican Greg Stube says this is a waste of a four-year investment and will further hurt military readiness.
These are things that we can demand when we pass the NDAA and the appropriations package, that you can't force COVID vaccinations on our service members, and if they file religious exemptions, they have to be approved.
Stube on Fox and Friends says House Republicans will demand the Pentagon review COVID vaccine orders or hold up Pentagon funding, telling military members who object to the vaccine the cavalry is coming. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Baseball Hall of Famer and two-time Cy Young Award winner Gaylord Perry has died at the age of 84. His family said that Perry died after a short illness. Perry pitched for eight major league teams from 1962 until 1983. He won the Cy Young with Cleveland in 1972 and with San Diego in 1978, just after turning 40. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.